How does it feel?
You know, it feels kind of weird. Not going to lie. I was like thinking about it and I was like, I am not a teen anymore. And that's kind of a weird thing to think about.
Yeah.
I just also feel like there's just like a lot of changes happening now or like in the next couple years. I don't know. It's just, it's like a good time, but like a weird time too.
Should we do our station?
Yeah, let's do it. You want to do it?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. We started a little early, but this is Him Hunters International, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Lauren, is this our last show?
It could be. I mean, I'll be here next week.
I'll be here next Wednesday.
I
might be working.
Okay, we'll see.
But we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. We also might be back over the summer.
I think we'll be back over the summer.
I think we should be back over the
summer. At a different time.
Yeah.
Because I'll be working Wednesdays.
I think you're getting a call, Ben. Yeah, so we'll be back at some point in the near future. Maybe next week. Maybe not. but I'm actually... Ben is going to fly solo for a little bit today. I've got to run to an appointment. So... Yeah, it's going to be a crazy show. We don't really have a theme for today.
I thought the theme was Lauren.
I mean, the theme is kind of me because it was my birthday and I'm like kind of really cool. so I guess...
Lauren, what song do you want us to play right now for your birthday?
Well, I'm really happy we kicked things off with Daddy Lessons because I am so into Lemonade and the visual album is stunning and incredible. And what else? I'm trying to think of like songs I've been listening to that we haven't like played on the show recently. I have been really into the new 1975 album, even though we don't really want to be. And there's a song,
why don't you want to be?
Because it's kind of weird. They're just kind of weird dudes.
I like it when you sleep, for you are so beautiful, yet so unaware of it, is the name of the album.
That's the name of the album.
That's creepy.
It's a little weird. But there's a song called, If I Believe You, it's got like a, he sings with a choir in the background. It's really cool.
Let's play it.
So let's kick things off with that little number. Okay. Ben's gonna pull it up.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
This is If I Believe You.
I'm an evangelist.
you don't want to go to hell, and yes, you better start selling this. If I told you I need, is that what you want?
Hello. That was Lost My Head by the 1975. I never heard it before. I liked it. Okay. I'm going to play a song now by Troye Sivan called Lost Boy, because I'm feeling a little lost today. Okay, this is Lost Boy by Troye Sivan. And hold on, I'm still getting the hang of this.
As the smile fell from your face, I fell with it. Our faces blurred. There's a heart stain on the carpet. I left it with you. Yeah, the truth is that I'm sorry. Though I told you not to worry, I'm just some dumb kid trying to kid myself that I got my shit together. So go get running, won't you hurry? While it's light out, while it's early, before I start to miss any part of this and change my mind, whatever.
Okay, I ended that a little early. That was Lost Boy by Troye Sivan. Now I'm going to play a song I've been listening to a lot. It's called Work From Home by Fifth Harmony, and here it is.
I don't worry about nothing. I'm sitting pretty impatient, but I know you gotta put in them hours. I'ma make it harder. I'm sending pick up to picture. I'ma get you fired. I know you're always on the night shift, but I can't stand these nights alone. And I don't need no explanation, 'cause baby, but you gotta put in work, 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 work. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. Let my body do the work, 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 work. We can work from home.
let's put it in a motion. I'ma give you a promotion. I'll make it feel like a vacay. Turn the bed into an ocean. We don't need nobody. I just need your body. Nothing but sheets in between us. Ain't no getting off early. I know you're always on the night shift, but I can't stand these nights alone. And I don't need no explanation, 'cause baby you're the boss at home. You don't gotta go to work, but you gotta put in work. You don't gotta go to work. And my body do the work. We can work tomorrow. We can work tomorrow.
Oh yeah. Girl, gotta work for me. Can you make a clap? No hands for me. Take it to the ground, pick it up for me. Look back at it all, I'm for me. Put in work like my time, she ride it like a 63. I'ma buy a new Celine, let her ride in the foreign with me. Ooh, she the bae, I'm her boo, and she down to break the rules. Ride it down, she gon' go, I'm gon' jump. She finesse, I fight bugs, she take that. Put in overtime on your body.
You don't gotta go to work, but you gotta be a work. You don't gotta go to work. And my body do the work.
Do work, yeah. We can work from home.
We can work from home.
That was Work From Home by Fifth Harmony. I have been listening to that song on loop for maybe 7 days. It's so good. I don't really want to like it, and I know I'm not like supposed to, but I do. Have you ever, and the music video is wild. I would recommend it. Okay, now I don't even want to play. It's weird that Lauren isn't here. I feel very lost. I feel like I have no one to talk to. Oh, I know what I'm gonna play. I'm gonna play a song by Willow. It's called Wait a Minute, and it's really good. Okay, this is Willow, and you, Willow Smith, but now she goes by Willow, and this is Wait a Minute by Willow.
say goodbye. Bye. Hold on when I'm in there. Feel my heart's intention. Hold on when I'm in there. I left my consciousness in the sixth diamond.
Okay, so that was Wait a Minute by Willow. I love Willow. Now I'm going to do some recommended reads. These are things I've been reading that I've really been enjoying, and I think other people might enjoy them too. So on the topic of music, this is an article the New York Times just put out called Is Britney Spears Ready to Stand on Her Own? And it's basically about, so for those of you who don't know, for a long time, Britney Spears has been under a court-approved conservatorship, which is basically designed for adult peoples who can't take care of themselves, and her parents kind of control her. And this is kind of talking about Britney 07, the meltdown, and kind of like how she's ready now. Is she ready to be back? Is she back on her feet? It's really interesting. I read it during lunch. Another thing, speaking of musicians, is something by Melissa Harris-Perry, and it's called A Call and Response with Melissa Harris-Perry, The Pain and Power of Lemonade. And basically what Melissa Harris-Perry has done, it's for Elle, which Melissa Harris-Perry is now an editor at large for. And what she's done is she's taken some of her favorite, She reached out to a lot of Black women, intellectuals, and just like members of her communities, and she asked them for their responses on Lemonade. And it's long, but it's really, really good. Another thing is, something that I think is like a really important thing for us all to be reading. It's on The Guardian, and it says, what does depression feel like? Trust me, you really don't want to know. And the subtitle is, it's by Tim Lott, and the subtitle is, darker than grief, an implosion of the self, a sheet of ice. No matter how you describe it, this is a terrifying state to be trapped in. And I just think as we kind of expand our ongoing discussion, well, hopefully ongoing discussion about mental health, this can be a really important thing for people to read, for those who suffer from depression, but also for those who don't suffer from depression, because I think it's something that affects all of us. Yeah. Okay, another one. Sorry, I'm almost done, I promise. It's called It's in the Washington Post by Roberto A. Ferdman, and it's called How Americans Pretend to Love, Quote, Ethnic Food. It's very interesting. I think thinking about food and how it intersects with the race is a really important discussion, how we consume food. There's recently, NYU has a food studies program, which isn't like studying nutrition, but it's actually studying the ways people, like sociologically, maybe anthropology, I don't know. You know what I mean? Anthropology type, like study food and thinking about the intersections of food with class and race and gender and sexuality. And it's really interesting. I think there's a lot of ways that food does a lot that we don't even think about. So yeah, those are some recommended reads. Oh, Lauren is coming back. That's exciting. She just texted me. Okay, I'm going to play a song now. I don't know. Oh, I know what I'm going to play. Okay, this is called Sunday Candy. Lauren and I actually play it a lot, but I just love it. No. I'll mix it up. I'm going to play... hope everyone's having a nice day. I have finals right now and it's not so fun. Okay, I got my song. Okay, I am gonna play Olivia by One Direction. Here it is. RD, wait.
and then you're going to play lots of bars, because you rest for 4 bars.
Is it playing?
Right, so we need to stop playing the rest.
Remember the day we were giving up, when you told me I didn't give you enough, and all of your friends were saying I'd be leaving you. She's lying in bed with my t-shirt on, just thinking how I went about it wrong. This isn't the stain of a red wine, I'm bleeding, look. Please believe me, don't you see the things you mean to me. Oh, I love you, I love you, I love, I love, I love Olivia. I live for you, I long for you, Olivia. Say it now, cause I got the feeling you're walking out, and time is irrelevant when I've not been seeing you. The consequences of falling out, that's something I'm having nightmares about, and these are the reasons I'm crying out to be with you. Please believe me, don't you see the things you mean to me. Oh, I love you, I love you, I love, I love, I love Olivia.
So that was Olivia. Okay, this is what I'm talking about for a second. I just got an email from Tufts saying that they are putting video security on campus. And they're putting them in dormitories. I don't know how I feel about this. I don't know. If Tufts students are listening, you should read your email that you got and think about what this means. Like, increased security, and kind of the implications of that on campus. I don't really have fully formed thoughts. I'm just, like, pretty surprised, I guess. Okay. Now I'm going to play a song. Trying to think. Oh, so, you know what I'll do? So, Borns, he came to... they came, because they're a band. I always think it's a person. Came to Tufts for Spring Fling. And if we're going to be honest, I didn't think Borns was that good. It was, like... I think Borns is good, but live, they weren't great. But I do like the song Past Lives, so I'm going to play it. I heard it live. I think I like it more on Spotify, if we're being honest. Okay, here we go. This is Past Lives by Borns from the album Dopamine. Okay.
Past lives couldn't ever hold me down. Lost love is sweeter when it's finally found. I've got the strength.
so long, yeah.
Baby love,
I need you now. I've waited all so long.
Passing seasons, empty bottles of wine. My ancient kingdom came crashing down without you, baby child.
So that was Borns. It's a good song. I like it. I just didn't like Borns live. What can you do? Okay. What else is on my mind today? Donald Trump's going to be the Republican nominee. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that means I feel like, well, first of all, I feel Trump is. I think Cruz is scarier than Trump. And I think Trump means there'll be less of a chance that the Republican wins. I don't know. We'll see. Okay. I'm going to play another song now. Oh, Okay, this is Disciples by Tame Impala. I almost said Tame Impala. I don't know why. Okay, this is Disciples by Tame Impala. Enjoy.
'Cause I was we'll be right back.
short song. I like it. It's only 1 minute 48 seconds. Okay, I need some Beyonce right now. I don't know about everyone else, but this is another song from Lemonade, and it's called All Night. And I think, I don't know, I can't say my favorite on the album because I just don't know, but I really love this song. Okay, here it is. All Night by Beyonce from Lemonade.
And rub up and fill up, kiss up and rub up and fill up on you. Give you some time to prove that I can trust you. Again, I'm gonna kiss up and rub up and fill up, kiss up and rub up and fill up on you all night. We'll be right back.
Okay, that was All Night. It's such a beautiful song. Okay, I'm going to do a PSA right now, and it says, don't drink and drive. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. It's true. Really shouldn't drink and drive. I just lent my friends my car for the night because my friend had like a family emergency. And then, okay, listen to this. So I lent him my car yesterday, and he's coming back today, and he calls, and he's with my, he brought another one of our friends with him who doesn't know how to drive. And he calls me pretending that they're in the car together and that my friend who doesn't know how to drive is driving. And I can hear him saying like, turn left, slow down. And he's like, I didn't know your car was like all terrain. And I like freaked out. And then they were just sitting, not in the car, like at in someone's, just like in a, I don't know where they were, but they were just pranking me. And I'm really upset about this. And maybe I'm being dramatic, but it was very stressful when the 10 minutes where I thought that my friend who doesn't know how to drive was driving my car after I did them a favor, no less. Lauren, are you hearing this story? Lauren's back. Okay. Hi, Lauren. How was your appointment? Oh, yeah. Lauren's back. Wait, are you on mic three? Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
I just did a PSA about drinking and driving, and I'm telling this story.
Okay, wait. Okay, you have to tell me like when we play the next song so you don't have to retell it.
Okay. Anyways, I'm angry at my friends, not Lauren. I love Lauren.
As always.
This is the Lauren episode. Lauren requested a song, and I was waiting for her to come back for us to play it. It's more Beyonce. Sorry, y'all. I just played Beyonce. You can deal with it though, TBH. Like, I'm actually not sorry. Okay, this now is Irreplaceable by Beyonce.
Yay!
To the left, to the left, to the left, to the left, to the left. Everything you own in the box, to the left, in the closet. That's my stuff. Yes, if I bought it, nigga, please don't touch. And keep talking and mess, that's fine. But could you walk and talk at the same time? Then it's my name, it's on that bag. To remove your bag, let me call you a cab. Standing in the front yard, telling me how I'm such a fool. Talking about how I'll never ever find a man like you. You got me to stay.
just did a transition.
You did a transition. That was amazing.
Thanks, Lauren.
You're really killing this, by the way.
Thanks.
Ben's first time working the controls is going remarkably well.
I just accidentally kissed the microphone. This might have been my first kiss in a long time. So, Lauren, you're 20.
I'm 20.
You've been alive for two decades.
Three decades. I'm in my third decade, if you think about it.
Okay, yeah.
But I've been alive for two decades.
But you've been alive for two decades. So now here's my question.
Yeah.
We've been around for, I'm not even 20, and I've been around for three decades, two centuries, and two millennium.
Wow.
And I'm only 19.
That's huge. When's your birthday?
I'm a Cancer.
July that explains 16th. A lot. I feel like that's what you're supposed to say.
Wait, are you a Gemini?
No, I'm a Taurus.
Oh, yeah, it's not Gemini season yet. No. Thank God. I don't like Geminis.
I don't really know a lot about my sign, to be honest.
Lauren, we're going to
Should we look at my sign?
No, we're going to do your full star chart.
I don't know what a star chart is.
We're going to do like your Mercury and your Venus and your like your rising moon. And oh, it's going to be fun.
Okay. I'm excited.
So now that you're 20, I have some questions for you.
Okay. Now that I'm 20, I feel like I can answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. What are... Name me 20 places. No. I'm trying to think of things with the number 20, but it's too many.
It's too many. It's a lot.
Okay. What is a goal for 20? Year 20.
Someone asked me that the other day, and I was like, I don't know.
It's better than asking you what's your goal for the next decade. I'm just asking you for 1 year.
My goal for my 20s is...
Oh, not for your 20s. That's too big. Just for the year.
For this year.
Yeah,
my goal for...
that's too big. I can't ask you.
Okay, good. That's so much 20s
better. 20s is such a time of change.
Because, like, by the end of my 20s, like, I'll be, like, done with college.
You could have
I'll
kids.
Be, like, a real... No, I don't think that's gonna happen, but...
I said it. I said it.
There it is.
Yeah, don't have kids in your 20s.
I'm not having kids in my 20s.
Although you're at your most fertile, like, now.
So true. I'm
child-rearing ready.
I was about to say... Never mind. Let's move on to... Okay, so my goal for my 20th year...
on this earth. So, is this technically your 21st year? Because, like, there's, like, year zero...
I mean, like, do you mean, like, when you're in the womb? Is that
no? Like, okay, you're born
right
on May
3rd.
May 3rd. I didn't know what day it was. May 3rd, and but you don't turn one until 1997. So you've been alive.
But that's a year. But that's like one
year.
Yeah,
so you've been alive for 20 years. So you're on your 21st year.
I guess.
Right?
Yeah, I guess I'd be in my 21st year. That's true. Getting to
right. Anyways, this year of your birth.
Neither
order,
Ben and I are like.
I'm not taking
major.
Math of social choice yet. Lauren's taking econ.
I'm
taking
math
kind?
Of social choice.
You did.
Yeah.
Was it hard?
No, it was so easy.
Hair.
Okay,
flip.
Hair flip. Okay, so okay, wait. Going back to this, my goal for my 21st, whatever, my year of my 20 is. Oh, so I'm going to be abroad. A lot's going to happen in this year, actually. This summer, I'm working like at a real job for kind of the first time, like a serious job.
I'm jealous you're getting paid.
I'm getting paid at a job. And then I'm going to be abroad. I'm going to study abroad also in this year. I'll be a junior. I'll be living in a house for my first time. There's going to be a lot of firsts.
You have a house.
So, yeah.
At home, though.
Oh, well, I mean, like, on my own
oh,
in a house.
Oh, true, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't mean, like, in a house for the first time.
Yeah, we have to buy, like, pots and pans,
right? So I think my goal is just enjoy the firsts, because there's going to be a lot of
That's
them.
A beautiful one.
Thank you.
Oh, Lauren.
Thank you. That's Ben, really- I would ask you the same question, but you're not 20 yet, so I just feel like you're not, you can't answer.
Yeah, I have no authority
you
to speak.
You have no authority.
I have no goals until I turn 20. I just want to make it through finals.
Don't we all?
I didn't have done no homework in the past 48 hours.
I feel like that's okay. Neither have I. Also because it was my birthday yesterday. So should we play a song? And then we'll look at my star chart and then come back with a full report.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so what have you been playing?
I played Fifth Harmony, Choice of On, Fifth Harmony, Willow, One Direction, Borns, Tame Impala, Beyonce, Beyonce.
What Borns song did you play?
Past Lives.
Oh, you know I love
I was talking
song.
About how I didn't like Borns live, but I like him more on Spotify.
Definitely. Okay.
Should we play,
what song do I want to listen to?
Work From Home by Fifth Harmony.
Didn't you already play that? What Fifth Harmony song? You already played it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, let's see. What have I been feeling lately? Since it's my birthday, I've been in like a party mood, you know?
True.
I have been really, I don't know. None of these songs are really speaking
to me. I talked about, I did some recommended reads, Lauren.
What were your recommended beats? Oh, wait, I have a song.
Okay, what is it?
Can you play a song called Black Sheep?
By whom?
By Metric. That's a song I've been listening to lately.
Black
Sheep. Sometimes we all feel a little bit like a black sheep.
It's beautiful.
You know, a little bit out of place.
Okay, right. Oh my God, is this from 2010?
This song?
Yeah.
It's an older song, yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, let's do it.